بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. We all reach a point in our lives where we feel, or many of us reach a point in our lives where we feel as though we are overburdened. It is too much for us to take. When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? How am I going to see this next calamity through? Times are too difficult. It is too hard for me. I can't carry on. Allahu Akbar. At this juncture, remember this ayah and think deeply about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ لْيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيرُ. The one who believes that Allah will not help him in this world and in the Akhirah, then let him take a rope and tie it to the ceiling of the house. ثُمَّ لِيَقْطَعْ, and let him cut off his breath, let him strangle himself. فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيرُ. So let us see if that will remove that which makes him angry within. You know, sometimes Shaytan, he perseveres in continuing to make us doubtful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the point where we become angry with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying that if you believe Allah is not going to help you in this world and in the Akhirah, then take a rope, strangle yourself and die. Let us see what will happen. When you die, you will meet your Maker. Allahu Akbar. And this is why, let me draw our attention to something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of the believers that when a calamity strikes them, what do they do?
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
The ones whom when a calamity strikes them, then they say, indeed we belong to Allah and we are returning to Him. Even if you are to do that action which Allah dares you to do, a person who has no hope in Allah's help, if you are to do that action, where are you going? Where are you going? Besides your Maker, you're going to meet Him. You're going to face Him. So what is the point of losing hope in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet we are all headed to Him. Allahu Akbar. Think about that. Now, a few verses before, in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
From amongst the people, there are those who worship Allah upon the precipice, upon the edge. What happens? If goodness comes to them, they are happy with it. And if something, a calamity comes, befalls them, then they turn around upon their faces, meaning they are all over the show, they're angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say about these people? خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He lost the dunya and he lost the akhirah as well. One, he lost the dunya, Allah tested him, so he lost in that test. Perhaps it was wealth, perhaps it was his family, perhaps it was a sickness. So he lost in the dunya. But not only did he lose in the dunya, he didn't have patience, he didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened? He lost the akhirah as well. That is the manifest and clear loss. A person who has lost this dunya and akhirah, you have lost all together. So the lesson to myself and yourself is never lose hope in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never think that Allah won't help me. Allah will help you. And Allah will most definitely help you. Look, even in today's ayat, later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, Allah defends those who believe. So don't lose hope in the mercy and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is there for you. It is only a test and it will pass, and good times will come, followed by difficult times as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and grant us goodness. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.